Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Bamasiya daf mem vav. We are holding on daf mem hey amid beis. We are at Amar Rav Papa, 5 lines from the end of the page on daf mem hey amid beis. Today's shir is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, and Le'ili Nishmas, his mother, Golda Basimcha Le'ashom, the Nisham Shem and Aliyah, and also by Daniel Sadian for the success of Klal Yisrael in these times, Hatzlacha for our soldiers, for our captives, and everyone should remain safe, and all of our soldiers and captives should return home safely. We thank both of the sponsors very much for the sponsorship. So with the sugya we started yesterday was about Kinyan Chalipin, and particularly how it relates to money, how Kinyan Chalipin relates to money. So today we're going to have a discussion whether money can be acquired with Kinyan Chalipin. Yesterday we started a discussion whether money can make a Kinyan Chalipin. Today we're going to talk about whether money can be acquired with Kinyan Chalipin. Then the Gemara is going to have two proofs on Amud Aleph, whether Ma'os Na'aseh Chalipin. We're going to go back to that discussion, whether money can make a Kinyan Chalipin happen. And then on Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to have two different ways of understanding what exactly the method of Kinyan is, that what exactly, which method of Kinyan exactly is being used when one is machlif shor bipara? Is it that the peiros are nasa chalipin, or is it that the demei shor bipara, that it's the demei shor that's acquiring the para? The Gemara is then going to have a very brief discussion whether ma'os konos min haTorah. We know this whole parak has been based on the premise that whatever we define as ma'os does not effectuate a Kinyan. So is that a din min Torah, or is that a din midrabanan? Then the Gemara is going to discuss doing chalipin with invalid coins, with coins that are no longer legal tender, and what the status of that is going to be. So let's begin. Amar Rav Papa, afilu lemandi amar. So again, mem hey amud beis, amar Rav Papa, 5 lines from the end of the page, afilu lemandi amar. So says Gemara, amar Rav Papa, afilu lemandi amar, ein mapei anas chalipin, mavru dulo avin chalipin, eknuyim maknu bechalipin. That even according to the opinion that matbeya is nasa chalipin, so it's only to make a kinyan that it's not able to effectuate a chalipin, meaning the matbeya cannot be in place of the handkerchief, the gartel, the yarmulke, whatever it is that you're using for the chalipin. However, the money can be acquired through a kinyan chalipin. If you use a handkerchief to be kona, so the person can acquire the money in that way. And the Gemara says, I'll bring you a raya, mida dahava apira, just like we find when it comes to kinyan chalipin with peiros l'Rav Nachman, according to the shita of Rav Nachman, that you cannot be kona peiros with chalip, that peiros themselves cannot effectuate a chalipin. Yet Rav Nachman holds peiros Rav Nachman lav afgav dinu lo avdi chalipin aknuyim maknu bechalipin, that even though they cannot make the chalipin, they cannot serve in place of the handkerchief, but nevertheless they can you can be kona them with chalipin. So tivanami lo shna, so coins should be no different, money should be no different, that even though money cannot be the chalipin, you could be kona money through a chalipin. Why does Rav Nachman hold that peiros cannot be a chalipin? Because he assumes that anything that's not a kli is called a pri when it comes to chalipin. There's machlokas, Rav Sheshes and Rav Nachman, that we're going to have not in today's daf but in tomorrow's daf, where Rav Nachman requires dafka a kli in order to do a kinyan chalipin. He derives it from the fact that the pasuk in Megillas Rus, from which we derive chalipin, uses the example of na'alo, which is a kli. However, he's moda that anything else, even if it's not a kli, could be nikna bichalipin by being machlif a kli for it. So you see that Rav Nachman holds that even though a kli, you need a kli to effectuate a chalipin, nevertheless you can acquire through chalipin just about anything. So we're going to see in our sugya today that machlif parav chamar, that what do you mean we're doing a kinyan chalipin with something that's not a kli? We're using an animal. An animal is not a kli, so that's what the Balei Tosfos point out, that sometimes an animal has a din of a kli, which is somewhat of a chiddush. It may even play a role in halacha, but not for right now. So so this, point number one is Rav Papa. So Rav Papa says that I leaving aside the discussion of whether a matbeya can be used as the form of chalipin, it certainly can be acquired through the mechanism of chalipin. So the Gemara asks on Rav Papa, Meisvei, we have in our Mishnah, Hayomid Bagorin. If the Balporos, if not now, we have in the Mishnah that if a Bal Peiros is standing in a Goren and he wants to be Mechalel his Meiser Sheni Peiros from their Kedusha because he doesn't want to schlep all these Peiros to Yerushalayim, so he wants to be Mechalel it on money. The thing is, there are two methods of doing that. If one does that through his own money, he's going to transfer his own Peiros onto his own money. There's a penalty in doing that. You have to be Mosif Chomesh, so if it's $100 worth of Peiros, he's got to pay $125, and that Kedusha's Meiser Sheni is now going to be Chal on $125. There's a 25% penalty, which we call a Chomesh, right, because it's Chomesh Milavar, so there's a 25% penalty when being Mechal on his own money. If I'm Mechal someone else's Meiser Sheni for him on my money, so then there's no 25% penalty. Then it's dollar for dollar. So then I could use only $100 to be Mechal. So here's a guy, he's got all of his pairs of Meiser Sheni, he'd like to bring them to Yerushalayim, but he can't schlep them all to Yerushalayim, so he wants to be Mechal them on money. But if he knows if he uses his own money and it remains his own payros, then there's going to be a 25% penalty on that. So Vein Biyadoma'os, and so what he would like to do normally is just give money to somebody else and say, here's this money, I trust you, meaning it's got to be somebody you trust, not to just run away with the money. And that person is then going to use that money that now belongs to him to be Mechalel my payros. So everyone's going to be happy. It'll be $100 for $100 and it'll be fine. Thing is, I don't have any money right now, so I can't give him money. So how can I make it that I could be Mechal my payros? How can I do such a harama? The Rama in the Perush of Mishnayis and Mesachs Meiser Sheni says that this is an example where harama is mutter, right? You're not always allowed to do harama, that when you try to find a workaround for a din, so most often that's not something that we're so proud of. The Gemara tells us in a couple of places that the Doros HaRishonim were greater than the Doros HaAchronim, because the Doros HaRishonim were machbid to always try to generate the chiyuv of Trumas HaMaisos. And then the Doros HaAchronim, they figured out, if I bring it derech gag, derech this, I manage to avoid the chiyuv of Maisos. So they figured out a workaround. That's not always so good. This is in Yana Diyoma, obviously. Mechiras Chametz is some view it as a harama. So according to some of the Achronim, you can only do a harama on a din derabanan. You're not allowed to do a harama on a daraisa. So that's why many have the practice. They don't do mechiras chametz on chametz gamur because they view the mechira as a harama, and you can't do a harama on a din daraisa. So only chametz gamur is a balira balimatze midaraisa. So if you're only doing it on tarovas chametz and other things, so then it's not a daraisa. Then you could do a harama on such a thing that's not a daraisa. The reason Mechiras Chametz started, though, was all for schnapps. It was because Jews owned lots and lots of scotch and whiskey, which Pashtus is Chametz Gamur, right? So it's hard to imagine that it doesn't apply to Chametz Gamur. So they said, that was a Hefsin Meruba. So Hefsin Meruba, we have no choice but to rely on harama. That was a person's entire livelihood. It wasn't just a couple of bottles that he had from his kid Shalom Zachar 20 years ago. You know, it was a major hefset that he was gonna lose out. So someone came to me this year and said, I want to sell a makbe, not sell chametz gamur, except for schnapps, because that's what the takana was made for hefset meruba. So I do sell schnapps, no other chametz gamur. We throw all the Cheerios out, all the crackers out. I want to sell my sourdough starter. I said, why? He said, that's mamish. I mean, that's real chametz. So I said that's machmetz. It's everything. So the person said, because it's have some ruba. I said, oh, I didn't know you have a baking business. No, I nurture it, I pet it, I talk to it. It's a very valuable thing to me. Would someone else pay you 50 cents for it? Probably not. Probably a quarter for it. They wouldn't pay you anything. I don't know if you call that have some ruba. But anyway, so someone is omid in the Goren, so he wants to do this harama, but he doesn't have money to give to the other party. So Omer Chaveru, he says to the other party, Hare peros halalu nisunun lach b'matana. He gives the peros as matana, so now it's your peros. V'chozer v'omer, Hare m'chlon almal sheishli b'bayis. He has money somewhere else, he has money in his house. So he says, now your peros are m'chulal on the money that I have in my house, and now the money that I have in my house is going to have the kedushas ma'aser sheni, and it's dollar for dollar, because I'm being m'chalal what is now your peros. So it says in our time The reason that he had to be makna the payrolls to the guy is because he doesn't have any money. But if he had money right there, then there would have been a better option. Then he could be makna the money to the guy with meshicha, with the regular hachnas al rishus. Most of the kinyanim that we do on metaltalin are under the general heading of hachnas al rishus. Hagba, meshicha, right? Those are kinyanim that involve actually physically moving an item into your rishus. Then there are kinyanim that do not involve hachnasul rishus. Mesira, for example, where you just hand the leash over. You know, the animal doesn't even move. You just hand the leash over from one party to the other. Or kinyan chalipin, where there's no hachnasul rishus, there's no physical moving of the item into rishus. That's a different category of kinyan. But anyway, so he says, liknilu idach b'meshicha. So the other guy would just be makna the money with meshicha, uparik, and then he'd be able to be poda the money, dahachi adif, and that would be the better option, dahavale nachri, because in such a case, the poda is someone who's really an outsider. So it doesn't look like as much of a harama to get around having to pay the chomesh, because I'd rather the, meaning, if I'm being poda the peros in the end of the day, because I was makna the peros to you, so I am the former owner of these peros being poda them. So that already looks like harama. Am I really the former owner? Was I really makna them to? But if I have someone who never had any shaychus to these peros be poda these peros, that would be a better harama. That would be something that would not be as direct of harama. But wait a second. If the better option is to be makna the money to him, and you hold that you could be makna money with a kinyan chalipin, why can't he just be makna the money that he has in his house? You don't need the money here to be makna. Use kinyan chalipin to be makna the money to him. Nikle mos lehech agav sudar. All the guy needs is a handkerchief, right? So just take a handkerchief, a yarmulke, a gavta, something, and just be makna the money to velifrok, and then the guy will be able to be poda the maisa sheni. Why didn't the Tana say that takana? Why didn't the Tana say that? Why instead do I have to be makna all the peros? It must be that you can't be kona peros with chalipin. So says Gemara, no, that's not a raya. The lesle sudar, we're dealing with a guy who doesn't have a sudar. If he had a sudar with which to do a kinyan chalipin, of course that would be the better option, and that's what he would choose to do. He just happens to not have a sudar. The Ritva writes, from the Gemara, it sounds like that it's saying that the Baal Peros doesn't have a sudar. The guy who owns these Peros doesn't have a sudar with which to do a chalipin, which implies that if he has a sudar, he'd be able to be makna. So the Ritva asks, you know, that's a sugya. In tomorrow's daf, there's a machlokas, whether you're kona with Caleb Shalkona, or and we paskin, like the Shita, that you're kona Bekelev Shel Kona, not Bekelev Shel Makna, meaning whose handkerchief do you use? Is it the person who's acquiring the item, or is it the person who is giving the item, who is being makna the item? And we paskin, it's the person who's acquiring the item, so it shouldn't be the Baal Peros anyway. Meaning if the Baal Peros is the one that's receiving the money, or receiving if the Baal Peros is the one that is giving the Peros or the money, and the other party is receiving it, it should be the other party's kli. So what does it matter? The less lay sudar. He's not the person of interest over here. So the Ritva suggests that the Kona doesn't want to be makna by giving his sudar beharama. He wants that the Baal HaPeros should give the sudar, and then the Kona will return it in order to be Kona the Peros. Tosa Rosh says similar that you have to say that neither of them had a sudar, because if any one of them had a sudar, they would just give it to whichever party needs to have the sudar, and then you would just go from there. Meaning if you hold Kelev Shel Kona, so good, so then give the sudar to the Kona. If you hold Kelev Shel Makna, so give the sudar to the makna. So the Gemara is assuming it must be neither of them has a sudar on them. Tosa Rush raises the question in the name of Rabbeinu Meir that if you hold the peros or osa chalipin, I have another etza how you could be makna the money to him. What you could do is give the Balgorin one of the peros as a let the Balgorin give one of the peros as a matana to the other guy, and then he'll give the pri as a kinyan sudar in order to be kona all the money. meaning I have all these peros, so they're all Meiser Sheni. I own them. They're Meiser Sheni money. I'm supposed to just bring these peros to Yerushalayim. So I could be makna my Meiser Sheni to somebody else. So let me take one of these peros. I'll give it to him, right? So we'll have this this pri. So if you assume, like the Shita, that peros can then make a chalipin, good. So then they'll do a kinyan chalipin with this pri. So why don't we think of that? Meaning we'll say, they have nothing with which to do a kinyan chalipin. So that gets the Rishonim thinking, let's work with what do we know they have in front of them? And can anything that we know they have right there work as a chalipin? So that's what the Rishonim is saying. Well, they definitely have peros, because that's the whole case. They're standing in a garden with peros. Maybe you can use one of those peros as a chalipin. So Rishonim have two different approaches to answering this, why they don't just say that you use the pri. One is that that we want the Mishnah to work according to the Man D'Amar, that Meiser Sheni is Mamon Gavoa. If you hold Meiser Sheni's Mamon Hedyot, so fine, so it's mine to give to you. But if you you can't be Makna Al Yidei a pri that doesn't belong to you. You can't be Makna something else using a pri that's Mamon Gavoa, that belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? Meaning at the end of the day, everyone agrees that Meiser Sheni is for me to enjoy, but only in Yerushalayim. But it's a machlokas tanaim. How do I view that? Do I view that as that it's mine and HaKadosh Baruch Hu just has a restriction on it that I can't eat it outside of Yerushalayim? Or do I view that it's, that it belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and he's kind enough to share it with me when I'm in Yerushalayim, but not when I'm outside Yerushalayim? So we want to make our Gemara work. Even the Man D'Amar, the Meiser Sheni's Mam Gavah. The other approach that Rishonim have, the Shidduch Betzes, quotes from the Gilyon Tosfos, is that we'd like to make a takana that works for all of the peros together. If I'm removing one of the peros of Meiser Sheni and using that as the kinyan chalipin, well then that's not going to be mechulal on the money, right? So that pri, that one pri is not going to be solved, right? So I'd rather have something that solves for all of the peros all at the same time. Okay, so bottom line is, the Gemara is working with the assumption that the better thing to do would be to be makna the guy the money. And we just said, oh, but he didn't have that choice, so he had to be makna him the peros. Well, why didn't he have that choice? Why couldn't he just do a kinyan sudar? So the Gemara says, no, there is no sudar. He had nothing with which to do a kinyan sudar. So it says, well, okay, but I have another idea of a different kind of kinyan that he could do. V'niknun in L.A. agav karka. Why isn't the Baal Peros makna some of his karka to the other party with a kinyan chazaka? Nol gadur parats. He could do a kinyan chazaka. And through that, agav the karka, he could be kona the money together with the karka. That's the sugyan kiddushin dav chavav, that there's such a thing called a kinyan agav. That when you're kona karka, you could be kona metaltalin agav that karka. So you could say, hare peros meiser alolam mechulol namol sheyesh li bebeisecha, that these peros meiser should be mechulol on the money that I have in your house, and that would be better than the current solution of just giving him all the peros. It says, mara, the less le karka. We're talking about a guy who doesn't have any karka, so therefore there is no kinyan agav. Now a whole host of Rishonim say, is there such a person as a yesh adam b'Yisrael that has no karka whatsoever? So a whole host of Rishonim said, the Rosh, Tosos, the Ritva, they all point out that it must be that you can't do a kinyan agav, you can't do a kinyan of metaltalin agav, the arba amos of karka that you have for your kever. The assumption is that everybody owns a kever somewhere. If you're around enough, you see a lot of people die, they do not have a kever yet, but if a person already has a kever, so he's got some karka, or agav the dalet amos that every Jew has in Eretz Yisrael, that every Jew has a claim to dalet amos in Eretz Yisrael. So it must be that you're not allowed to utilize that, the dalet amos of your kever, or the dalet amos that every Jew is entitled to in Eretz Yisrael, because otherwise the Gemara could have said that what do you mean the Gemara would not have been able to say that a guy doesn't have karka? You could always be makna agav that karka. So says Gemara, what do you mean the guy doesn't have karka? For omed begoren katani, it says that he's standing in the goren, it's his goren. Says Gemara, who said it's his goren? Begoren sheino shalal. It's not his goren, it's somebody else's goren. So that's the ukimta we're making. We're talking about a guy that doesn't own a handkerchief or a piece of karka anywhere on earth, and that's why he's not able to make a kinyan. So says Gemara, ichbol tanel ashminan gavra artilai delase velo klum. The whole ukimta we're going to make, we're talking about a guy that's naked. He doesn't own anything. He doesn't have, meaning if you're dressed, you'll find something to do a kinyan. Take your tie, and there you have a. They didn't have ties back in those days, but still, they would have come up with something that if you have anything on you, you can make a kinyan sudar. Alav shmamina in matbeya nikna bechalipin shmamina. So it must be that matbeya cannot be nikna bechalipin, and obviously he does have a sudar, because who doesn't have a sudar? And from the fact that the Tana doesn't say to be makna the money to the other guy with the chalipin, it must be because you can't be makna the money to the other guy with chalipin. So that's the Gemara's conclusion. Tosos points out from the fact that the Gemara brings a raya that matbeya is not nikna bechalipin, we can also prove that matbeya is not nasa chalipin. Because remember, stage one was, is matbeya nasa chalipin? Matbeya used to effectuate the chalipin. Then we said, and even if it can't, but you could still be kona matbeya with chalipin, right? So it sounds like it's an easier job to convince someone that you could be kona matbeya with chalipin than to use the matbeya for chalipin. But once you come to the maskana that I can't even be kona matbeya with chalipin, then for sure I cannot use the matbeya for chalipin. It's a kal v'chomer. And that's why the Gemara waits to bring the shitos of all the Amoraim that hold that a matbeya is not nasa chalipin until now, because we'd rather first bring the raya from the Mishnah that matbeya is not nikna b'chalipin, which is a raya to all these shitos that it's no nasa chalipin. So that's why the Gemara is arranged in the way that it is. Tos HaRash says that no, all we're proving from here is matbeya is not nikna b'chalipin. It's not necessarily a raya that a matbeya cannot become the chalipin, that it cannot effectuate the chalipin, because the reason it's not nikna is because people are only kona it for its tzura, and the chashivus of the tzura is only a gzeres hamelech, that the king decides that the picture of George Washington on that coin means something. But if tomorrow the king were to decide that it doesn't mean anything, then it would be gone, it wouldn't mean anything, it wouldn't have any value, and therefore it's like a davashen b'mamish, and a kinyan sudar can't be nitfas on a davashen b'mamish, but it could still be that it's nasa chalipin, because it's a kli, and it's not like peros that are nikna b'chalipin, even though they're not nasa chalipin, because a pri is something that's yesh b'mamish, so you could do a bikona with a kinyan sudar. The fact that it's not osa chalipin is because we just learned from na'alo that you need a kli. So don't tell me that it's a kal v'chomer. It's just different factors. Whether something is nasa chalipin or whether it's nikna b'chalipin are just two totally different conversations. So all the Gemara proved, says the Tosas HaRash, is that a matbeya is not nikna b'chalipin, but we haven't proved anything about nasa chalipin. So that's the machlokas between Tosvos and the Tosas HaRash. Has the Gemara proven 2 points, or has the Gemara only proven 1 point? V'af Rav Papa Hadrebe, says the Gemara, even Rav Papa changed his mind from that which he said, that a matbeya can be nikna with chalipin, and he also agrees that it cannot be. Ki hadra papa havule treisa alfi dinar. If papa had 12,000 dinars that were mufkad bechuzai by the people of Mechuza, and he wanted that his shaliach Rav Shmuel Baracha should bring those that money back for him, but the shaliach they didn't want to give it over to the shaliach, because what if it gets lost and then Rav Papa is going to come with a taina, I never got my money back, so they didn't trust to give it back through a shliach. So akninu l'Rav Shmuel Baracha agav asifa debesa. Rav Papa was makna all of that money to Rav Shmuel Baracha, his shliach, agav some karka that he had, and through that the Beit Chazai will be willing to give it to him because he's now the rightful owner. So kiyasa, when the shliach came back and he brought the dinarim with him, nafak le'ape, Rav Papa went to greet him ad tavach, until a place called tavach. Now from the fact that Rav Papa had to be makna him all that money agav the karka, agav is not the easiest form of kinyan. The easiest form of kinyan is a sudar, is chalipin. Why didn't he just take a handkerchief and do it that way? Take a gartel and do it that way. Why does he have to think of karka that he has, be makna the karka to him, and be makna the money to him, agav the karka? So from the fact that Rav Papa insisted on doing that, as opposed to just using a handkerchief, must be because he held you can't use a handkerchief, that you can't be kona money using chalipin. Now, we had a machlokas between Rav and Levi, whether matbeya can work in place of a sudar, whether matbeya is nasa chalipin or not. So the Gemara brings other amurayim who hold that ain matbeya nasa chalipin. So again, like we said, this Gemara is a little bit out of order, right? Because it's a little bit jumbled, because we started with whether matbeya is nasa chalipin. Then we had this whole discussion we just had right now about whether matbeya is nikna b'chalipin. Now we're going back to the Shittos of Amoraim about Nasa Chalipin. And Tosos had explained the reason we're doing that is because once we come to the conclusion that it's not Nikna B'Chalipin, it also ultimately proves that it's not Nasa Chalipin. So, V'chein Amor Ula, Ein Matbeya Nasa Chalipin, V'chein Amor Abasi, Ein Matbeya Nasa nasa chalipin, v'chinam rabba rachana am Rabbi Yochanan, ein matbeya nasa chalipin. So we have this list of three very impressive amorayim who hold that a matbeya is not nasa chalipin. So ask the Gemara, Esvei, Rabbi Abba Ula, Ula holds on Matbeya is not Nasa Chalipin, so Rabbi Abba challenges him. We have a Braisa, Reisho Yichamar Vupol Tov Noso B'Shuk. Your donkey drivers and your workers are Toveya you their wages in the market. And you don't have any money on you. Va'amar L'Shulchani, Teili B'Dinar Ma'os. So you ask L'Shulchani, give me prutos that are worth a dinar. Va'afar Nesem, so that I can provide for my workers and I'll get them off my case. Va'ni Ale L'cha Yofa Dinar Utrisis. And I'm going to give you a yafa dinar plus a small matbeah from money that I have in my house. Say miyesh lamaos mutter. If he has that money in his house, it's mutter v'im lav aser. If he doesn't have that money in his house, it's aser. Why is it aser? Because it's ribbis. Because the guy is lending him money al manas, and he gives him back money plus the money plus a little more money. So he's paying extra. That's the very definition of ribbis. Rabbi Abba understands that the reason for the heter when he does have money in his house is because the issur ribbis is only on a loan. That a malva is not allowed to take payment for the time value of money. So memela when he has money in his house already, so it's there's no halva'a and there's no time value of the money. It's just a chalipin that I'm exchanging this money for that money on the spot. I'm not borrowing money and then repaying you money. And when you do a kinyan chalipin on the money, so then it's perfectly fine. I'm just being machlif this money for that money. But if you hold that matbea cannot be used to effectuate a chalipin, then this is a halva'a, then it's not a chalipin, and the aser, it should therefore be aser. So that brisa seems to indicate that a matbeah is nasa chalipin ishtik. So Ula didn't have any response to that. So Amar Lei, Rabbi Abba said back to Ula, Dilma, maybe I'll tell you that you can answer edivi beprototos shanu, that we're talking about a case where the money of the shulchani and the money of the baal bais are all nechoshes deleka layutiva that doesn't have any tsura on it. So edivi pira havu, and therefore it's not money at all. All of these coins, since they don't have a tzura on it, just have a din of peiros. They don't have a din of matbeo. Mishum hachi niknu b'chalipin. And therefore, chalipin does work because it's peiros. Amalei, so Ula responded, in. That's a good answer. Tekanami, tekatani, yafa dinar utrisis. Because it says yafa dinar. Sounds like he has prutos in his house worth a dinar. Velo katani dinar yafa utrisis. He doesn't say a good dinar. He says something that's worth a dinar, which makes it sound like it's not actual money. So shema mina. So he says, so it's interesting. Rabbi Abba was one that challenged Ula. Ula had no answer. Rabbi Abba is the one that defended Ula. And Ula said, that's a good answer. That's what I should have thought of. Right? That was a proper answer. Another answer. Avashi Amar li'olam bedamin. That the Braisa is talking about where he gives him money. That the Baal HaBayis makes a tenai with the Shulchani that he's not being makne him right now the money in his house with the Kinyan Chalipin. He's being mechayiv the money to him. Uprototos. And nevertheless, we're talking about money of Nechoshes that doesn't have a tzura, and the reason for the heter is kiven de islay nasa koomer halveni atshiyav b'ni atshem tzemavteach. That since you have the item in your house, you have the money in your house, so it's as if you told the guy, "Lend me the money until I could just get access to the money that I'm going to give you in return." And that's not an issur ribbis, even bedarach halva'a, even when it's done in halva'a. We're going to see that in Ezeu Neshech why that's the case, but that's a beferish gemara. That even though normally if I borrow money from you and I return money plus, that's a violation of ribbis. But if I borrow money and what I'm going to return to you is already in my house and I just don't have access right now, I'm waiting for the key to be able to access my safe, that's not ribbis for whatever reason. Tashema. So now the Gemara tries to bring a raya from a Mishnah that matbeah is nasa chalipin. The Mishnah says in Maseches Kiddushin, kol anasa damin ba'acher, kibun shazach hazeh, nischayev zeh b'chalipin. So what does that mean? Kol anasa damin ba'acher, my nihu. What does it mean, anything that's nasa damin ba'acher? So that means matbeah, a coin that you normally would give for payment for something else. So the Mishnah says, when you have a coin, kibun shazach hazeh, nischayev zeh b'chalipin. That if the Baal matbeah gives his matbeah as chalipin for a shar or for a para or for anything else, once the Bala para takes the matbeya and acquires the matbeya, the Bala matbeya is chayiv in any onus that's going to happen right now to that para, even though he never did a mashiach on the para. Why? Because that effectuates a kinyan chalipin, and he is now the proud owner of that para. Oh, shema mina, matbeya nasa chalipin. Essentially, that Mishnah is just describing describing that Matbeah made a Kinyan Chalipin. So the Gemara says, nah, Amar Avidah Hachi Ka'amar. No, that's not what the Mishnah is saying. The Mishnah is telling us something entirely different. And that is Kola Nishom Damim Ba'acher. Anything that you would normally assess the value when you give it for payment for something else, meaning any metaltalim, even peros, if you give it, if the koner gives it to the mocher as a chalipin instead of a handkerchief, kivan shazach hazeh nischayev zeh b'chalipin, that affects the kinyan chalipin because he's koner the chalipin works, he's koner it right away, and he right away becomes chayev nonsim on the animal, even though he was never moshech the animal. So the chiddush of that mishnah is not that matbeya can effectuate chalipin; it's that peros can effectuate chalipin, that you don't need a kli. I would have thought from the pasuk in Rus that you need a kli because it says na'alo, it says a shum. So I would think that's the only thing that could do a chalipin. No, even peros can do a chalipin. Hachi nami mistaver, and it's most mistaver that the Mishnah which is called a nishom is talking about not talking about matbeah, it's talking about metaltalim. Tani seifa, because the seifa of the Mishnah gives examples of the din that it gave in the reisha. Ketzad, right? The word ketzad, a lot of times when we translate literally, so for children in particular, like they don't understand what the ketzad, how is this so? So the better translation is ketzad, for example, right? Ketzad always means for example. So ketzad, hichlev shor b'paro or chamor b'shar, if you switch a shor with a paro or a chamor with a shor, so we're talking about other metaltalin, a shor with a paro, not a matbeah at all. So shmamina. So you see that the case that the ratio was talking about was not a matbeah. It was talking about actually changing, exchanging rather, one item for another. Now, based on what we initially thought, that it was matbeah, and the chiddush of the Mishnah was that matbeah's nasa chalipin, my ketzad, meaning, what was the havamin of how to read that Mishnah? You got to read the whole Mishnah. So how could we have thought that we're talking about that you're using a matbeah for chalipin, and then we say ketzad, which always means, for example, and then we give an example that has nothing to do with the matbeah? How does that illustrate the halacha that we just spoke about in the Reisha? So the Gemara is miyashiv that initially we thought that the Seifa is not really trying to illustrate the Chiddush in the Reisha, but rather Hachi Kamar, what the Mishnah is trying to say is, once the Reisha is Mechadesh, that Matbeya is Nasa Chalipin, so what is the Etzem Kinyan Chalipin? The Pirinami Avdi Chalipin. Derech Agav, the Tanis tell me another Chiddush, that Peros can also make Chalipin. And therefore, Ketzad, Hichlev Shar Beparo, Uchamar Beshar, teaches me that Peros can also make Chalipin. Meaning, all it's telling me is that we're broadening the category of what can be used for Chalipin. I would have thought it's just a handkerchief, it's just a shoe, it's just a kli. So we're broadening the category that you're allowed to use peros as chalipin as well. So bein l'svaras hamakshan, bein according to the understanding of Rabbi Yehuda, there's a chiddush in the seifa of the Mishnah that peros are osa chalipin. So it says Gemara, okay, hani chal Rav Sheshes. That works very well according to the shita of Rav Sheshes. We alluded to this earlier. Da amar peri avdi chalipin, because Rav Sheshes holds that from the pasuk in Rus that says l'kayim kol davar, we learn that peros can make a chalipin, and that which it says in the hemshech of the pasuk shalaf ish na'alo is lavdafka. It's lavdafka na'alo. It's peros also. El Rav Nachman damar kli in aval peri lo avdi chalipin. But according to Rav Nachman, that only a kli can be nasa chalipin, but peros cannot be nasa chalipin. My ketzad. How you can explain the seif of ketzad where hichlev shar b'par chamor b'shar, where the chalipin is something that's not a kli, it's only peros. Sanses gemara hachi ka'amar. What the Reisha and the Seif of the Mishnah are trying to tell us is that even though Metaltan cannot be nikna with a Kinyan Kesef, without Meshicha, Yesh Damim Shein Kechalipin. Sometimes payment for an object works to be kona with the Kinyan Kesef without Meshicha, just like Kinyan Chalipin works without Meshicha. Ketzad, what's going to be the case where you sell a shard to your friend and you make an agreement that he's going to pay you X amount of money, and the kona is Moshech the shard, he does a Meshicha, and therefore he becomes chayiv in that money. Hechlif demei shor bepara o demei chor beshar. And then the kona suggests to the mocher that that he'll be kona from him the para for the demei shor that he owes him. So they both agree that that's what they're going to do. Since I now owe you the demei shor, I'll be kona the para with the demei shor. So the bal para becomes chayiv to give the bal shor the para in return, and neither of them is able to back out from that. So in that unique case where he switched out to use where initially it was a deal that I was going to give you money for the animal, and then I just decided, you know what, instead of that money that I'm going to give you, why don't we turn it into an animal where the demei shor works to be makna the para with the kinyan kesef without the bala shor being mosheich the para. So it turns out that according to Rav Nachman, the chiddush of the Mishnah is that when you're machlif demei shor bepara as a kinyan kesef, in that unique case, ma'os konos, we're going to have this concept that money is going to work for the kinyan. My time with Rav Nachman, why does Rav Nachman hold in such a case ma'os konos? Didn't we already learn matbeo zeno konos metaltalin? Right, that was that's the premise of the whole parak, pretty much, that money does not effectuate a kinyan. So savlak Rabbi Yochanan, he assumes like Rabbi Yochanan, damer dvar Torah ma'os konos, who was that really on a daraisa level, ma'os is konos, money is a kinyan. Why did the Chazal have to make a gzeira that no, you cannot use money as a kinyan, only Mashiach can be used as a kinyan? Because what's going to happen? I'm selling you a whole warehouse full of produce, and you're going to give me money, and now that warehouse full of produce all belongs to you. And then I see it's on fire. Okay, it's not my problem that it's on fire, because it's not my produce anymore. It's your problem, so I'm not going to do anything to save it. And I'm going to say, sorry, nisvachaytach ba'aliyah. So, milsa d'shchicha gazbe rabbanan. In a more common case, a more common type of transaction, the rabbanan made such a gezera. But milsa d'lo shchicha, an uncommon transaction like the one we just described, lo gazbe rabbanan. The rabbanan kept the din midaraisa, the ma'os konos. Reish Lakish, Tom Reshich, Mufresh is min haTorah, and according to Reish Lakish, that's Mufurish in the Torah. Reish Lakish holds that ma'os cannot be kona, that you need Mashicha, so you can't make a chilik between that which is common and that which is not common. So how you can explain the Mishnah of Ketzad Hichlef Shar Bepara? So honey, Chasav LaKrav Sheshes. If you hold like Rav Sheshes, the Peros Arosa Chalipin Mitarz LaKrav Sheshes. He'll read the Mishnah like Rav Sheshes, like we explained, that anything that's Nishon Bedamim Ba'acher, like Metalton and Peros, that you would normally assess their value, that can work as a Kinyan Chalipin. But if you hold like Rav Nachman that Peros cannot make a Chalipin, Umadbeya Lokani, and Moos cannot be Konos, Hechimitaritza, how's he going to explain the Seifa of Hechlev Shor Bipara? He can't explain it to be about Chalipin, and he can't explain it to be about Damim. Salkarcha Krav Sheshes Mitaritza. He can. He just, meaning you have to say that he's going like Rav Sheshes, and in Echnami, he's not following the Shita of Rav Nachman. Okay, so now the Gemara goes back to the issue of chalipin with a matbeya. So we quoted a whole bunch of Amoraim that you cannot do chalipin with a matbeya, and we brought a raya that from a Mishnah that matbeya cannot be nikna b'chalipin. So Gemara is going to challenge both of those things. Tanan, it says in our Mishnah on Daf Mem Dalid, kol metalten konen zeh v'amri shlakish v'afilu kis malei ma'os b'kis malei ma'os, that when we talked about metalten being konen each other, we spoke about using money to be konen money. So you see that matbeya is nasa chalipin, and matbeya is nikna b'chalipin. So Tirgum Rav Acha b'dinar anka va'anigra. Now we're talking about that they switched the kis malei dinrei anka with the kis malei dinrei anigra, which are all invalid coins. So Acha shepasaltu malchus, Echad shepasaltu malchus, Vechad shepasaltu medina. The melech was goes there not to use one matbeya, but the bnei medina still use it secretly. And the other one is the bnei medina don't like that matbeya, but the melech never was goes there to pass them. So it's the melech still accepts it as valid tender. So because they're pasul matbeos, they don't have a din of a matbeo, they have a din of metaltalin. Utsricha, and Rav Acha had to tell me that there's chalipin by both a matbeo that pasalto malchus and a matbeo that pasalto medina. Diashmin pasalto malchus, if it only were to tell me if it's legally pasul, mishum delo sagi klal, because it's not, doesn't go at all as a legal tender. So avol pasalto medina, the sagi live in Medina Achriti, but if it's just this Medina that people don't accept it, but it's accepted in other Medinos, Ema Kati matbeahu, I would think it still has a din of currency. Bein matbeah niknam b'chalipin. You can't be called a matbeah with chalipin. V'yashmin p'salta medina. If and only would have told me p'salta medina that they don't use it in this locale. Mishum delo sagile, because it's not accepted in this locale. Lo b'tzin lo b'faresia. In any market, not on the black market, not in secret markets, not anywhere. Of p'salta malchus. But if the king just made a decree, people shouldn't use it, but everyone does anyway. The sagile b'tzin, where everyone uses it secretly. Say makati matbeahu. I might think that has a din of matbeya, vein matbeya nikna b'chalipin, and matbeya cannot be nikna with a chalipin. So tzricha, that's why I need to be told both types of pasula matbeya. So okay, but from tomorrow we'll pick up on the bottom line of daf mem vav amud beis. Have a great day. Oh, nice to see you, Michal. Okay, thank you. All right.